So we talk girls tennis here. Lady Beaver tennis team has been pretty busy here. They get to continue their busy swing and their Ellsworth portion of their tour tomorrow, and they'll have the GWAC at home on Monday and before regionals on Saturday the 8th in McPherson. I was thinking Lindsberg McPherson, same county. But anyways, we talked with a couple of players that were at Ellsworth on Tuesday, and we'll start off here with junior Mallory Cup here, who played number one singles and had a good day. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Yesterday, you had a pretty good day. Took first place. I guess kind of go through that tournament yesterday.
Well, I started off first Clay Center, and I knew that they were going to be in our regionals, so I was a little nervous about that going into it. But it honestly wasn't that hard of a match, and I beat her pretty easily. And then my next was versus Hillsborough, and she was quite a bit better, actually. She was a really good player, and she gave me a bit more competition. I ended up being able to beat her as well and got into that finals match, but that didn't really offer that much competition, surprisingly, and I ended up beating her 8-0, and yeah, it was overall not too hard of a day.
Yeah, no, a nice day there for you for sure here, and yeah, you take a look at yesterday and even Saturday. You had a pretty good run there on Saturday at the tournament there at Garden City, a third-place finish there, and some pretty good players that you played against. I know in that semifinals, I believe it was a Dodge City girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and learned a lot from that one.
Yeah. No, it wasn't versus Dodge City. I don't even remember.
Or Great Bend, was it? Or, yeah, anyway. But you came back and got third place there. But how do you feel like that your game has been here, especially over the last couple of weeks?
I think it's been good. I was able to get a good win in Garden versus a girl that I was kind of surprised I even beat, so that was nice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard to believe you're right down to the stretch here, 10 days till regionals here, two more varsity tune-ups before that. You get to go back to Elser tomorrow. It's like, yeah,
I've been here
before, right?
Yeah, deja vu.
Yeah, no, what are you expecting from that tomorrow?
Well, I've heard there's a couple different teams, so I'm assuming it'll be a little more competition having some different teams.
All right, and hopefully things go well for you there, and you know, swat away the competition there tomorrow, and even at league on Monday. So
yes.
Mallory, congratulations on the day yesterday. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Mallory Cup joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and another guest, another junior joining us here in Kennedy Wassinger. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. And you moved up a little bit, I believe, was number one's doubles yesterday?
Or? Yes, I did.
Okay. And I guess, yeah, and you had a different partner. What was, how do you feel like that you guys ended up playing overall yesterday?
It was a little rough. We both could have played a lot better. Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Was it kind of one of those things where you guys maybe not have been used to playing with each other and kind of the communication, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely difficult to switch partners this late in the season, but we just wanted to try it out and didn't go in our favor.
All right. What was probably the biggest takeaway, though?
Probably to just, you have to adapt. You can't get in your head and you just have to go with what's happening.
And I know your partner has been Jimena most of the year here, and I guess, do you feel like you guys have been working pretty well together all year?
Yes, we have. Tomorrow we're actually playing with each other again, so
okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
And, I mean, you made the move up to number one doubles there on, Tuesday, but you technically played a lot against a lot of other number ones last Saturday. What was maybe something you took away from your tournament at Garden City even yesterday?
Is that you're not always going to have someone easy to play, and you sometimes have to challenge yourself, and you just have to go out and compete.
All right, and what would you like to see tomorrow and even Monday to get prepared for regionals coming up here?
I would like to fix my serve a little bit, maybe be more accurate.
And this is your, is this one of your first years of playing doubles?
No, I've always played doubles.
Okay.
I played singles a couple times, but I've always just stuck with doubles.
You're kind of a doubles person, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you gotta, that way you can play the net and slam it back at him, right?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
All right. Well, you know, keep up the good work there, and hopefully things work out for you here in the next few meets. And thanks again for joining us here, Kennedy.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Kennedy Wassinger joining us here. Now we'll be joined here with Coach Corbin Jansen here as he'll get the headset here at our Scott City Coach's Show here live this evening here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Well, Coach, a good day for you guys yesterday. Saw a potential regional opponent there in Clay Center at the Ellsworth Invitational, and I know the Scott City School Vans are going to get used to being in Ellsworth here for a couple times this week. All right. Well, yesterday a third place finish as a team there. And how'd you feel like the team competed overall?
We were a little slow that first round against Clay Center. We a little slow getting off the bus, which I feel like we've said in the past at Ellsworth. But hopefully tomorrow will be a little different story and can come out with a little bit more fire. It was still good to see a 4A opponent in Clay Center. And, you know, that makes, I think we've seen four now between Ulysses, Colby, Concordia, and Clay Center from our regional. And just, you know, none of the girls got blown out by Clay Center. We lost a couple matches there, but showed that we can compete at the 4A level. And, you know, took some worry of that away at least.
And, you know, even Hillsboro, a team that I don't know if you've ever seen before regular season, maybe at state, but they've always had some pretty good players, and Ellsworth has some good players there as well. So, you know, it's similar type of competition you'll see here in 10 days.
Right. I talked to their coach. We slipped into that meet a little bit early, and he asked, who do we see more typically? And I said, we never see Clay Center, and that'd be great, and never see Hillsboro, and handled them really well across the board. And overall, pretty good day for him across the board. Number one doubles kind of had a struggled a little bit, and so we'll bounce back to our normal lineup for the season. But if nothing else, gave him some different looks with some different partners.
Yeah, you had Madison there who ended up playing number two singles, and she kind of held her own there yesterday. I think third place finish for her. And your number two doubles teams, you moved Haley to that with Jimena, and, you know, third place finish for them, and not working together all year like that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think both of them would have liked to have that first match back that they lost. And if that's the case, then they probably jump and get first place, because our pool was certainly more difficult, I felt. And overall, good day, you know, get rid of that first match for each of them. And it was a great day.
Well, coming up here, busy time tomorrow at Ellsworth, and Monday to home GWAC, and then boom, it's regionals here. What are some things that over the next two meets here, because time's running out here with this season to get ready for regionals, what are some things that you'd like to see with your team over these next two meets?
You know, I'd love to see that top six all play their best. Mm-hmm. You know, each have had a meet or two where they've done really well, and maybe a couple of them, their plays lacking on that day. So just some consistency with each of them, and putting it all together, and coming out, maybe hopefully peaking at the right time here.
And it's hard to believe at the end your JV wraps up tomorrow as well.
Yeah, back on the home courts. Some of those girls, I think, played five meets on the home courts after tomorrow, and they've played a ton of tennis this year in a short amount of time. Hopefully, can go out with a bang here on the home courts.
Yeah, hopefully so. There, it should be fun for them tomorrow there as well. Looks like a pretty nice day as well. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here, talking girls tennis here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again, as always, Coach. And good luck to you guys coming up here. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.